This is WSKG News. New York's top elected Democrats rallied against the Republican Congress's plan to change the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. As Karen DeWitt tells us, they said they'll take legal action to stop the change if necessary.
Thank you very much.
State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, speaking before a crowd of unionized healthcare workers at Mount Sinai Hospital, says if the plans to repeal and replace Obamacare in the GOP-led Senate and House do become law, he will sue on behalf of New Yorkers.
I've developed a bit of a reputation since January as a guy who sues Donald Trump and the federal government. Always on the merits. And boy, have we got a lot of merits on our side.
This is not the first time that Schneiderman has made the threat. The attorney general said after the House passed its version of the Obamacare repeal and replacement that court action was likely. The AG says provisions in both the Senate and House plans to defund Planned Parenthood services would create an undue burden on women's constitutional right to reproductive health care, including the right to choose abortion. He says restrictions on federal dollars to fund breast cancer screenings and STD tests, among other things, are also unconstitutional. And he says the Faso-Collins Amendment, named for two New York GOP congressmen, would unconstitutionally meddle in New York's Medicaid funding system. Governor Cuomo, who also spoke, called the Faso-Collins Amendment an old-fashioned con game. Congressman Chris Collins of Western New York and John Faso of the Hudson Valley sought the provision in exchange for their support of the ACA repeal. It would end $2.3 billion of annual federal aid to counties to pay for Medicaid and instead require that the state of New York fund the programs instead.
Faso and Collins, these are the guys who used to be on the corner with the card game. Remember those guys? They'd be moving the cards back and forth. Or they'd be hiding the pea behind under the shell back and forth.
The congressmen have said that their amendment reduces New York's highest in the nation property taxes, which are collected by counties in part to fund the government health care program. Cuomo started a fund to try to defeat Collins, Faso, and several other GOP congressmen and women in the 2018 elections. According to the New York Daily News, the governor has already raised around $1 million. In addition to the reductions under Faso-Collins, both the Senate and House plans would greatly slow the growth of Medicaid spending and would defund Medicaid expansion programs that New York added under Obamacare. The cuts would lead to a multi-billion-dollar hole in the state budget and affect New Yorkers who depend on the government to help with their health care, says Schneiderman.
Two-thirds of New York's nursing home residents rely on Medicaid. That's who they're targeting. Half of New Yorkers with disabilities rely on Medicaid. That's who they're targeting.
2 million New Yorkers could lose their health care altogether. The rally was organized in anticipation of an expected vote in the Senate this week on the health care plan. But that vote's delayed due to the illness of Senator John McCain, who had an operation to remove a blood clot above his eye. McCain will be spending the next 2 weeks at least recovering at home in Arizona. When he returns, he's likely to provide a key yes vote to pass the repeal and replacement plan. If Republican senators are successful, they would still need to reconcile their bill with the House version, and then President Trump would have to sign it into law. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.